Blog Talk Radio.
We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand,
lifting hands.
And God save us,
God save us.
We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand,
lifting hands.
And God save us.
You know, it seems like we've all been conditioned by calendars and dates.
I want you to hear what I'm saying.
But there's no time,
no,
like the present,
no time
to give love,
to give love,
and not hate.
Just give love.
And if we could just embrace our difference, always be something.
There'll always be something.
You know, each soul has its own goal, but to him we all
and
must
be.
So why don't you give love?
We're friends.
We're your neighbor.
We're your neighbor.
And we'll lend a hand.
Lend a hand.
And God save us.
That's true too.
And I'm their friend too.
Now that's my baby.
And God is our friend.
Yes, he is.
In my world, all of them are my friends.
I wish everybody thought like you, baby. That's right. Now what I want you to do is clap your hands for me. Pat your feet if you want to, because it's a celebration. God's love. Muslim love. Muslim love for Christians, Jews, Hebrews, Hindus, Buddhists, and all those call themselves God's people, giving something back to the earth as God has given something to them. Blessings unmeasurable, countless gifts, love and friendship amongst family, friends in all corners and walks of life. We're friendly neighbors, and we know that only God can save us. Remember his favors. No time for talk. It's time to walk that walk. Come on. We are your friendly neighbors. Yes, 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 we are your friendly neighbors. We are your friendly neighbor.
Wa alaikum salam.
Yes, as you can see, I'm having problems here. It was hard to get this to get into the show today. They didn't show me the grace bracket cut off the music, so I was working hard, you know, and just praying that I could get everything started. I'm so glad that at last that was cleared up. Good morning to
yes,
you, assalamu alaikum, and good morning, my radio listening audience, please forgive me. Good morning, our radio listening audience, for joining us, and for your patience also. As you can see, we do have little problems here, the glitches and all that we have to clear up. But we thank you for your patience while we're doing that. We thank for the blessed to still get on. You are listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, The Reality of the Creator, which is brought to you every Sunday at 12 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we have some wonderful, wonderful, great, profound information to bring to you. And that's necessary. It's directed from your Creator to you. And I'm thankful that Imam Shahid Shabazz is so blessed to be able to present this information to you in such a way and so clearly that you will understand it. We pray that you will hit the number one button and join us and give comments. Let us know how you're feeling. Give some feedback. Ask questions. Today's discussion is most people have given up hope because they don't believe in the unseen. People, when you put your hope in this material world, you are putting your hope in evil. Because Allah, the one creator of all worlds, says the root of all evil is the material world. People, the real world is unseen. Also, the real world is eternal. This material world and everything in it is false and temporary. So people, this evil that has taken control of most people will never end until you stop striving for material things and quickly start striving for the blessing in the unseen world of Allah. Allah says in the Quran, the end is best for the righteous. Because people, when your life here ends, the real life in the hereafter begins. People, this world is only to test the human spirit which is inside the human heart and soul. This material world is a prison for the human heart and soul. Allah created the human heart and soul good. This material world and everything in it keeps the human heart and soul dead because the mind is believing in time. The real world for the righteous is timeless. This is the spiritual world of Allah's, but Allah has given people a limited amount of freedom of choice to see who will choose the evil of this world or the unseen good of Allah's world. Powerful, powerful discussion we have for today, people, and I can see from my voice we are already anxious to go and ready to have Imam Shahid Shabazz, our host, join us now. And here, and now we have Imam Shahid Shabazz. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum salam wa rahmatullah. I greet the listening audience, radio listening audience, in the greetings of peace. If you don't know what as-salamu alaykum means, in the Arabic language of the Quran, it means the peace of the Creator. Allah be upon you. So with that said, we want to open with the opening prayer in the Holy Quran, the final revelations for all humankind, revealed so that people, we would have an opportunity to save our souls from the evil of ourselves and the evils of this evil world. And this prayer, if you follow this prayer and obey this prayer, just this prayer alone, this prayer will save you from the evil of yourself and the evil of this world, and this prayer will lead you all the way home, back home in heaven, in Allah's heaven, in the Jannah, in the hereafter, in Allah's eternal world. We begin, people. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahmanirrahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين إذن صراط مستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. People, we just said with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, all praise is due to Allah, the guardian, evolver, the cherisher, and sustainer of all worlds, the most gracious, the most merciful, the master, the ruler of the day of judgment. Thee do we worship alone, and thine aid we seek alone. O Allah, show us the straight way, the way of those on whom you have bestowed your favor, your grace, and not of those, Allah, whose portion is wrath, who earn sin, and who deliberately go astray from your straight way, straight path, after you have guided them on your straight path. I mean. So, people, yes, this is a beautiful day. First of all, because we're alive in the body. So what this mean? This means we got another chance to do what? Get our life in the order that our creator, Allah created us in. And what is that order? That order is good. It's a good order. You don't have to, everybody know what good is. We weren't created to live evil. We weren't created to hate. We was created to love and to give. Allah, our creator, is a constant giver. He's constantly giving us and showing us love, even when most of the time we don't even deserve it. But Allah, the Almighty Creator of the heavens and the earth, say that when he decreed or ordained his creation in the heavens and the earth, he decreed or ordained that his mercy prevail over his wrath. So don't think, people, because you don't get punished for every wrong that you do, that you get in the way. Our co-host, I can hear you coughing in the background. Just want to let you know that. You know, it's a little distraction, but I'll go ahead on. But anyway, people, this is serious, because this is the purpose that we are created and put down here on earth, people. It's not just to do anything you want to do because you got a limited amount of freedom. Now, I want you to, if you will, listen at this here and think about it for yourself. What is freedom for a human being down here on earth? Is it free to get out here and do what you want to do? That's not freedom. Because when you get out here in this world and you do what you want to do, you bring destruction on yourself and you bring destruction on the human family. But when you submit or follow the will of the creator of the heavens and the earth, which is all good, then you begin to do good in your own personal life, and then you begin to spread this good. So you need to stop complaining about Donald Trump and evil in other people and start looking at yourself as an individual and say, what can I do as an individual to make this world a better world for us to live in? This is an individual and personal responsibility. Mr. Donald Trump ain't leading nobody into evil but himself. And people need to stop trying to use other people as an scapegoat, not so as not to take personal responsibility for their own wrong actions that come from their own, following their own selfish will. And Allah, the creator of the heavens and the earth, say all the good that happens to people come from Allah. And Allah say all the evil that happens to us come from our own selfish will. Now you know where evil come from. It ain't coming from outside of you, from other people, in regards to you as an individual. The evil that you do as an individual, you got to give individual accountability to Allah for that. And you have nothing to do with nobody else's evil. They got to answer to Allah for themselves. All you're supposed to do is live a good life, a righteous life, and a just life, and let the divine goodness and qualities of the Creator come out of you, so that even people who are in the wrong, they can see their way out if they want to come out. But we're never to judge no one, and we're never to look at someone else and say, well, the majority, or look at other people, because this is a famous, not famous, but a popular saying of most people, well, everybody else doing it, it must be right. Do that make wrong right because the majority of people are doing wrong? No. So we want to read from the Quran, and then we'll, inshallah, be the will of Allah, bring on a guest. We're talking people about the purpose of life and the judgment day and how most people have, you know, and you see it every day that Allah gives you, you see, and check yourself out too, because it's so easy to get caught up into trying to possess these material things which have no value at all in and of themselves. They're empty. They don't have no value. Even your husband, your wife, your children, your friends, any people acquainted with you that you love, these people all are just on this spiritual journey, this journey back to Allah by themselves. You cannot take them back to Allah. This is a personal road that we all have to travel alone. And the only way you can travel this road back to Allah, you have to be sincere, first of all, in your heart intentions to live your life to please your Creator, Allah, and not yourself. We're reading from the Holy Quran. This is section 6, ayat 54, surah 10. Every soul that have sinned, if that soul possess all that is on earth, that soul would fain give it in gladly, you know, give it in ransom. That soul, those people, they would declare their repentance, the sinners, that day on the day of judgment. They would openly declare, yes, we were sinners. When they see the penalty awaiting them, which is the fire of hell. But the judgment of Allah between them will be with perfect justice, and no wrong will be done unto them. Is it not the case that to Allah belongeth whatever is in the heavens and on earth? Is it not the case that Allah's promises are surely true, yet most of them understand not, most people understand not? It is Allah who giveth life, and it is Allah who taketh life, and to Allah shall ye all be brought back. Oh, mankind, there have come to you in the Quran a direction from your Lord and a healing for the diseases in your hearts, and for those who believe in Allah, a guidance and a mercy. Say, in the bounty, in the spiritual bounty of Allah and in Allah's mercy, in that let them rejoice. That is better than the material things of material wealth which they hoard. And this is what we want to say here, people, that we'll be through here for now. It says, people in the, Allah says at the bottom of page 449, Surah 10, He say, people who lie, L-I-E in religion, or invent false gods to work for worship, He say, they have they any idea of what is going to happen to them on the day of judgment? When they will be called to account and they would have to answer for their deeds in this world? Assalamu alaikum. Co-host, are you there?
Yes, I am. Okay. So you finished now?
I'm finished.
I want to remind you that you are listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imanishi Shabbat, the reality of the Creator. Thanks for joining us this Sunday. As you can see, we're getting off to a strong start, beautiful start, powerful start. Excuse me, I was trying to stop that before I came back on. I didn't expect to come up so soon, trying to take care of this cough and itchy throat that I get in this weather. Most people, the title of the day, again, of our discussion is, most people have given up hope because they don't believe in the unseen. So people, listen carefully to the title. And those in the listening audience, our radio listening audience, join us with comments or questions. Push the number one button on your phone, and your phone number will show up in our studio. and we'll be glad to hear from you. And now we do have a guest who's been waiting for a while here, and we're going to hear from this beautiful brother, Holly Nam here, I believe it is, in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. I was just one from this that he has to bring. Assalamu alaikum. Yes, I get these numbers mixed up. I see it. I look at the O and I thought because I see this O on the end that it was the brother, but I'm assuming it's someone else. If you would love to speak, you're welcome to. If you have a question, or if you'd like to make a comment. Otherwise, just join us and enjoy the discussion today with Imam Shahid Shabazz. Okay, I have a tendency to get that number mixed up with another number that comes up. Here's the number, that's a new number. We'll try and see. Good morning to you. Assalamu alaikum. Yes, could you give us your name and tell us where you're calling from? Again, too, it seems that we might have guests here who want to listen in, but I'm not ready right now anyway to join the discussion. So we will allow them to go on and listen, and we will have Imam Shahid Shabazz to continue giving us this beautiful knowledge that he's bringing to us today and listening from the Quran. Imam Shahid Shabazz.
Yes, before I get started again, I do like to say I know these people numbers in Winston-Salem because I'm out there. I know them. And I know both numbers that you're talking about. If you call that other 336 number, that would be the brother. I know the other number, and that's a listener.
Oh, yes, okay. Yes, I don't have but one right now, so the brother's not on. And so that's fine.
Okay.
Go ahead, just yeah.
Okay, well, anyway, people, I pray that you take this talk seriously because people are dying at an alarming rate now. Here today, we have, spring weather in the wintertime, the heart of the winter. All of these things are signs, people. Everything that's happening there is a sign, people, that this world and this life of ours is soon coming to an end. The question you need to ask yourself every day, all day, is, am I going to be prepared for the resurrection and the judgment day? Now, the Creator says here, people, Allah say, sister, I can hear you coughing, and it's kind of distracting, but I'll go on. The Creator say, those who do wrong have a disease in their hearts, which will come, subhanAllah, which will cause their spiritual death. Allah, the Creator in His mercy, declares His will to them in the Quran, which should direct their lives and provide a healing for their spiritual disease. See, this disease in our people's hearts that's causing them to do evil, this is a spiritual disease. It's not a physical disease. It's the spiritual disease that causes us to do things to bring on the physical diseases. It says if people accept faith in the unseen Creator, Allah, then Allah's truth will work for them in their life and protect them from evil, and they will find themselves being guided by Allah on His righteous path and receive Allah's forgiveness and mercy. Surely these are better gifts or rewards than material things or material wealth or possessions. So people here, you can see we emphasizing strongly that you come in this world. When the Creator brought you here out of your mother's womb and out of the earth, you came here bare and alone. You didn't bring anything here. People, you're not going to take none of this material, none of these material things with you when you die. You're not going to die with your loved ones, the people that you love. Matter of fact, most of all my family's dead now on my mother's side. I'm one of the few survivors. And so you can see every day, and you don't have to be in no religion. You don't even have to have formal education. You just have common sense. You can see that something is as big as about to happen because you never seen so much evil and so much death in the world as you see today. It's because Allah say, soon the evil of this generation of people all over the world, he says, soon their evil deeds gonna come. It's just coming back on them and going to destroy them. It's not Allah that wrongs people or destroys people for their evil. It's people that destroy themselves by their own evil doings. Allah is always extending the rope of mercy and grace to us so that we may have a chance. It's like sinking in quicksand. This world is like quicksand. The more you are engaged in it or try to possess the things in it, it takes you down in the bowels of hell. Allah stretches out a rope for you from heaven to pull you up out of this quicksand of hell and misery in this world. If Allah said, if you hold on to the rope that he stretches out for you, he won't let you go. If you don't let that rope go, you guarantee Allah say he will pull you, he will take your life through all of this misery and evil in this world and guide you all the way back home to heaven. Now, people, you don't have to believe in this, but guess what? You do believe in death, and I know all of you believe in death because you know you're going to die. You may let yourself deceive you to believe, oh, I got $1 billion. I know a man that had $350 billion. He died. Could he take any of them billions of dollars with him? Not one John Brown penny could he take with him. People, you're not going to take anything with you when you leave this world but your soul and the good or bad deeds and the intentions in your heart that led you to do good deeds or bad deeds all your life. That's what you're going to be judged by. It's the record or the tablets in your heart. Allah, the creator, when he created the human being, he gave us, he appointed two angels to note and write down everything we do. Huh? Our deeds. It's called the Book of Deeds. They even have one in the court, in this court, down here on earth. They got it from Allah's court. See, it's called the Book of Deeds. That's your record. And just like in the courts down here, before you, if you have committed a crime, before they try you, they do what? They don't just try you and sentence you. They bring out your record. And they read your record to you and say, man, you've been sinning X amount of years. You're a repeat offender. And that's what they base, along with the intentions of why you committed that crime, they base your intentions and how many times you've been committing crimes on how the judge based that on how he's going to sentence you, how much time he's going to give you, whether it's going to be some years or even lifetime without the possibility of parole. So the creator do the same thing. You go in the court. Everybody go in the court. You ain't going to miss this court date. See, you're not going to miss this court date. You're going to court. And in the court of Allah, your creator, you are going to answer for everything you did in this little short time you was here in this world. So, people, my advice to you would be to take this serious and understand that, you know, the next breath you take could be your last breath. And even if you don't believe that there's going to be a resurrection of the dead, our dead bodies, in a new world, the world of the Creator called Judgment Day, why take a chance? Because the Creator of the heavens and the earth, Allah, say, if you die, anybody, if you die in sin, deliberately sinning in this evil world, he say you are guaranteed you are going to be put in the hell fire he have prepared for you in the hereafter forever and burn. And this is going to be real, people. This ain't no game. This ain't no joke. Most people, that's what the Creator is saying. They're taking it starting in religion. They acting like this ain't gonna take place. And they're going to be around here for a long, long time. Well, you're wrong. Look around you. You see people living a long, long time around you. Even the children are being killed very fast. So, people, this is no playing time. This is no time to be trying to possess material things. This is no time for seeking fortune and fame and playing these deadly spiritual games that you're playing in this deadly world for your soul. This world, Allah says, a prison. It's a prison for your soul, your spiritual life. And if you don't believe in the unseen, this world have entrapped you. You will be a slave to evil on into eternity, into the hellfire that will never end. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. You are listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabbat, the reality of the Creator. And we thank you for joining us. And as you can see, He's bringing us another powerful and beautiful message. And the way that he's presenting it, alhamdulillah, it's one of the blessings of the Creator. He has been very gifted in his expressions and his presentation of this knowledge from Allah, forgive me, please, of his word, the way he presents it with understanding. It's so clear. And the examples that he gives to you people, they're eye-opening. You can't help but to see and understand and realize the reality of the Creator, realize the reality of your existence on earth and your purpose. And we want to thank Allah for Imam Shahid Shabbat. This is a wonderful job. He's doing beautiful da'wah. We pray that Allah is well pleased with him for it. Yes, I was just thinking as he was talking about this world and what's happening today. And this has been on before, but this is a true story that did happen about 4 or 5 years ago. It was in a small town. I've forgotten exactly what part. And I believe it's in Texas. We're not sure where, what state. And there was this man who lived in the neighborhood. And he was abducting women and kidnapping young girls, rather young girls. And at that time, they were like teenagers. And he had taken 3 of them in his home, because one, I think, had been about there for about 2 years, and one for 1 year when he just took this other one. And they had people all out looking for the children. And the man lived in the neighborhood. They knew him. He was supposed to be very friendly. He spoke to everybody. And they would never suspect him of doing anything wrong. But unfortunately, this man kept these young ladies in his house for 10 years. They were grown up, so he treated them in horrible ways, very horrible. There was one young lady who had nobody, no relatives at all, who cared for her. He treated her worse because she was the most outspoken. You know, she didn't care. She believed in defending herself. So he really, and he got her pregnant 5 times and killed the pregnancies. Refused to have until he would kill her if she had them. Then there was another one. This went 19 years now. Another young lady finally got pregnant, and he told her she was going to have it, and which she did. But the point is that finally, see how Allah works. Because of her daughter, when her daughter got 6 years old, her daughter was noticing that the car had been going to the house, and he had become much easier on them and allowing them to move about, but he was locked with house up so that they couldn't get out. They could move about in the house. One while he had been chained at all. And I'm saying this is a show of cruelty, a sickness of the mentality of the people. And so anyway, her mother went to the window and tried to get out. She couldn't get the door open, but she was able to beat and get somebody to hear them. And they were blessed to this man came. He found out what was going on, called the police, and alhamdulillah, they were freed. But people, this is sick. It's very sick, you know. And this actually happened. This is why I'm telling it to you. The man lived only 3.5 blocks down from where everybody lived in the neighborhood, from where the young girls were abducted. And for 10 years, he kept them without the knowledge and may not know it. Parents are checking, protesting, putting out all kinds of posters and everything. And a lot of white people that were blessed to get out alive. That's the most important thing of all. But it's showing how evil works also. And we must drive people to believe in the unseen. The unseen world is what we must believe in. Because this world with nothing in it is real. And it's vastly depleting, going away within us. Look at the fire over in Australia, even. Look at what's happening. And the floods that we've been having over here, the small towns and all, are being wiped away. These are messages. Who's doing that? Do you ever think? Who's doing it and why? It's worse than the times now are worse than ever. We've never had times like we have them today, because things are going on. It's about Shahid Shabazz said. So listen carefully and try to every day question yourself as to if you have pleased your Creator. At the end of the day, did I do better than I did the day before? And ask the Creator to bless you to do even better the next day. If He blessed you to live, bless you to do even better and become closer to Him. And now, Imam Shahid Shabazz.
Assalamu alaikum. Again, peace be upon the listening audience. I see that me and the co-host will be mostly speaking today. I felt that anyway. And I was thank Allah, He prepared me for that. And it's just fine with me because I'm just the instrument that He's using it to convey His message of truth to you all. And I pray that anybody that hears this program today will take this message of truth back to those that wasn't able to hear this program for some reason. But people, what the sister's trying to say, well, she didn't try, she said it. But what she's trying to get you to understand is that evil can be evil. Let me put it this way. Allah, the Creator of the heavens and the earth, say this whole world is a deceiver. So evil, in this world we're living in, evil is the great deceiver. So you around here thinking that you are doing things and you deceiving others and you deceiving, and the Creator said, Allah say, even about so-called Muslims say, they think they're deceiving Allah and they think they're deceiving the true mukminun, the true believers, but Allah say, these are hypocrites. He said they are deceiving them. They are self-deceived, and they realize it not. So, look, evil, you can get away with evil in this world so easy. That's what the sister's saying. And not even be noticed, because most people are into evil. So you can't reckon, you don't pay attention to evil when you're in the evil, because that's your career too. So you're happy with evil. You're satisfied with evil. The thing that you try to avoid, if you are of this evil world, you try to avoid good. And if you see any good, you try to destroy that good, because that good reminds you of who you're supposed to be. So that's why that man was able to keep them for 10 years. I remember that. And I remember a whole lot of more things. I remember 9/11. Most people don't even talk about that, in the government, out of government, or nothing. But I remember 9/11. That was the most horrific thing that happened to this country. A lot of innocent people got killed. You don't think about things like that, do you, people? And them big, huge, tall buildings. That's almost like a dream, the planes going into them as a bomb and killing all those people. And then going into the CIA building out there in Langley or Fort Porter, other part of Virginia, plane going right smack dab into the building, killing people. See, you're too quick to forget, people, evil. And that's why evil got you. I know one brother I talk to a lot, and if you listen to what he's saying, it makes sense. He say, if you got any true friend, just one true friend or any friends, he say, keep your enemies in front of you, and you can let your friends be beside you or behind you, but don't, because in one particular religion, I won't call They know what it is. They said to the devil, get ye behind me. In one passage in their book, they said, get ye behind me. You don't want the enemy behind you because you ain't going to be able to see what he's doing to you and where he's leading you to, leading you into destruction. And you don't even see it because you're not conscious of the enemy at all times. People, you need to be conscious that you're living in an evil world, and you are. All of you are conscious of this. But the thing you need to be conscious of the most, you need to be conscious that even though evil seems like this world going to be destroyed by evil, but guess what? This ain't nothing wrong with the sun to shine in the day. Ain't nothing wrong with the moon. It comes out at night, beautiful as stars. Ain't nothing wrong with the inanimate creation or the material creation. The world of human beings is the world of your thinking. And yes, that world and most people evil thinking is soon coming to an abrupt end. When I say an abrupt, the Creator say, and you see it, like the sister said, the evil is destroying people fast now. Faster, like the sister said, than ever in the history of mankind, humankind. So you got a choice. If evil destroys you, it's because you chose to allow evil to destroy you. If you live if you want to live a good life here, you can live a good life here in the midst of all of this evil. Like the sister said, for 46 years this year, I've been catching hell in the worst country in the world, the United States of America, and oppressing her people and trying to kill me and assassinate me just like they did a lot of other good leaders who I won't mention their names for the sake of time. We don't need to. All we need to know is that there have been great leaders in the white race and the black race in America that have stood up for justice, freedom, and equality for all people in this country, and they were assassinated by the FBI, this government. Yes, people, your problem is believing in this government and not believing in the Creator who created not only this government, but the governments in the whole world. He's the real governor. He's the real judge of all the world. But you got more people just dealing with the United States of America, so-called. They ain't united at all. This is the most evil country in the world in terms of its political leadership. And every other country in the world follows suit. They follow the example of this evil government in the world, and evil is all over the world. But the whole world is not going to be destroyed. That is the material world. But all the people in the material world who continue to hold on to evil, this year might be your last year the Creator give you to practice your evil and wrongdoings. You may take this as a joke, but I'm a warner and a witness, like the sister say, I'm a shaheed. Shaheed in Arabic means the witness of Allah. So I'm a witness. I've been out there in the street, all over the United States and on into Canada, witnessing that there is no creator to be worshipped except the unseen spiritual creator of the heavens and the earth. You don't see him, but you breathe in the air. Who's giving you the oxygen, keeping your body alive? And matter of fact, who's keeping your body going, your jugular vein, pumping blood from your heart to your brain to keep your body alive? Who's doing that? Surely you know evil ain't doing it. Evil is out to destroy the human being, mind, body, and soul. So everybody knows that there's a creator. Ain't nobody got to tell you there's a creator. And he created the purpose of life for the human being good. Our life as true human beings is a good life. It's a loving life. It's a caring life. And the Creator of the heavens and the earth said he created us different as nations, races, and tribes that we might get to know each other and love each other, and not that we might hate or despise each other. and the creator of the heavens and earth, Allah, say the best among humankind, mankind, humankind, is he or she who is the best in their moral conduct, who are best in their conduct, their morality, in good morality, striving for moral excellence every day. And like the sister say, trying to get better in their morals every day so that they can get closer and closer to their creator in his spiritual world until finally they are out of this prison called a world and back home free in eternity with their creator, Allah. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam. As you can see, the man Shahid's going strong, bringing a message to you. He's warning you, letting you know. He's witness, going to be a witness for you. He's a witness, bear witness that he has spread the word. He told you, he let you know. So listen carefully, people, yes. And when you call, and also make sure that you have reminded someone else to call in, too. And have others to call in. Of course, we only can only have a few on the switchboard, so we don't know how many have called in because most are in the audience and they're hidden. The numbers are hidden from us, but there might be many out there in the audience listening in. And we thank you, those who are in the audience and who are listening in. I want to thank you for joining us also. Those of you who are not showing up on our switchboard, because it's limited as to how many people can show up on it. But that doesn't mean that that's all the people that we have. The majority of people are usually in the audience listening. But if you have any questions, if you have any comment to give, those of you in the audience listening in, push the number one button on your phone, and your number will show up in the studio, and we'll be glad to have you join us. Yes, our discussion today, again, people, is most people have given up hope because they don't believe in the unseen. And as we can see that, people, in what's happening in the lives of the people today, I was reading from the Quran, and a couple of ayats I came across that I thought were very appropriate for the discussion today. One is from Surah 9, ayat 16. Or think ye that ye shall be abandoned, as though Allah did not know those among you who strive with might and main and take none for friends and protectors except Allah, his messenger, and the community of believers. For Allah is well acquainted with all that ye do. Yes, a lot of us, we don't believe. We don't believe in Allah. We don't believe in the Creator. When you don't believe in the unseen, that means you don't believe in God. Because the Creator, Allah, he is unseen, whatever name you want to call him by. He's unseen. So if you don't believe in the unseen, you don't believe in him. And most of you, it's the way you live that tells what you believe. You can tell by your actions, because you're more interested in the football game. That is to be your God. We were taught that whoever, whatever you spent most of your time with, or put most of your time and thoughts to, that was your God. So, people, what about this football game? Do you see people go to church like they go to these football games? And look at the money they pay to go. And they are crowds, thousands of people. But you don't see that in the churches or the religious and spiritual places of worship. You hardly see any people, many of them. So that tells you who they're worshiping and what they're worshiping today. And the soap operas, all during the week, they got to rush home. They got to take and record the soap operas so they can rush home and look at it. And now they not only have them on during the day, they have soap operas on at night too. And this is what people have made now their God. This is what they're interested in. They're not interested in any religion. They're not interested in going to church or going to synagogue or going to the masjid, the mosque, whatever place of worship they have to go to. They call themselves Christians a lot. They call themselves of the Jewish religion and all. But they don't show in their actions that this is who or what they believe in and that they believe in the Creator. So we said most people have given up hope because they don't believe in the unseen. And how do you know? Look at the world today. It's worse than ever. And the conduct of the people are worse than ever. And the children are not being raised. Years ago, we would have parents praying in the morning, raising the children, teaching them good morals, good manners. And the neighbors could correct them if they were doing wrong. They would have people out to watch them. It was a village, like I said, that we had, watching one another and making sure the children didn't go astray without the parents knowing what was going on. Nobody cares about anybody nowadays. The children, 2 years old, you see, running the street, use profane, filthy language. And there was a bus that I had caught a few years ago, but I was on this bus, and there was a young mother who had a baby maybe about 6 months old, and she was cursing, using profane, filthy language of the baby. Nobody tried to correct her. But this is what's happening. This is why we have children like we have and the conditions that we have today.
That's right.
And now I want to go on any further because I see we have a brother here. He just came on, so he might want to hear Imam Shabbat speak a little longer before he says anything. But I will recognize him and let Imam Shabbat know that he's on.
Yes, who is this brother?
As-salamu alaykum, Brother Abdul Kareem from Winston-Salem. Wa alaykum salam wa barakatuh.
Yes, let Brother Abdul Kareem come on. But Brother Abdul Kareem, we thank Allah for blessing you to be here to live to see another day with us in this part of His creation. The topic is about is that most people have given up hope because they don't believe in the unseen.
Wow.
So that's what we're talking about. So you can take it from there, Brother Kareem, Abdul Kareem.
Alhamdulillah. Well, alhamdulillah, thank you for having me on the show today, this afternoon. And I was listening to what the sister was saying also, and that was, very important, informational, beautiful things. And the unseen, I mean, that's really the beauty of our particular religion. I know that all religion, a lot of different religions listen to this show. But in the religion of Islam, our prophet told us about everything. He told us how to live, how, what's going to be after we die, how the grave is going to be, how we should get married, how we should treat our children, how we should treat our wives, how we should treat our husbands. And the unseen is a fact, is an actual fact of our religion. And we can't see the angels, but we believe in them because Allah told us the angels are a creation of His, and we know that they're here. And then there's jinn, which are unseen. And Allah told us about the jinn, which is another creation of His, and they were made out of a smokeless fire. And the angels were made from light, and man was made from clay, from from dirt. And these things are a fact. And the unseen is a fact of our religion, and it's a fact of our lives. And knowing that, and how we treat that, and how we understand that, and how we were taught to understand it, is a major part of our religion. So that's why you won't see a Muslim after his loved one is deceased, whether it be a grandparent or something. You know, you won't see a Muslim saying, "Oh, grandma up in heaven, do this or that for me. Or bless me this way or that way," because we know that's not part of the unseen. We can't pray to anyone or anything or any deity. Only Allah is worthy of worship and being prayed to. And we also know that it's unseen once we're in the grave what's going to happen, but we know there are things that are going to happen in the grave even though they're unseen. The angels
That's
are
right.
going to come to us. And those angels are going to ask us, "Who is your Lord? What is your religion? Who is your prophet?" The angels are going to ask us that. And even though we don't see that, we know that that happens to every person who's put into the grave. And if you follow and practice your religion, you're going to be able to answer those questions correctly. And the rest of your reckoning, by Allah's permission, is going to be light. Because when he says who, when Allah says who is your, when the angel says who is your Lord, you're able to say Allah is my Lord. You're going to say, what is your religion? Islam is my religion. Who is your messenger? The Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu, peace and blessings be upon him, is my messenger. And your reckoning is going to be light. And even though we don't see those things, no. And knowing that there is a heaven and a hell, even though we don't see them, stops us from saying crazy things like, oh, you know, this is heaven, you know. I'm a millionaire. This is heaven. I can have anything I want. Or this is hell. This is hell if you're a believer and you're afraid of Allah, then yeah, the dunya couldn't be hell. But we know the hellfire that Allah created is much worse, much, much worse. And it doesn't consist of just not being able to get what you want when you want it. It consists of a fire that's made of men and stone. And we
that's right.
Hear that. That's why we follow our Lord. So the unseen is a huge part of our religion, and understanding it and having a complete understanding of the religion of Islam helps you know all the different facets, how to understand your Lord, how to understand the seen and the unseen, how to understand our relationship with the jinn and the angels, how to understand these things so we don't find ourselves praying to a quote-unquote angel for something that only God could give. Because the angels can't give us anything. The angels, we can't pray to Angel Jibril. We can't pray to angel this or angel that or prophet this or saint this or saint that. We can only pray to God. So this understanding is a major point of our religion, and it's an excellent topic. And I want to just yield over back to the Imam Shabazz, inshallah, so he can continue. Shukran, brother. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, brother Abdul Kareem. A very beautiful discussion, what you gave there, to bring more light to the people about how important it is to believe in unseen. And this is one thing I said, Brother Kareem, we don't see the air we breathe, but you don't see. Let somebody try to stop breathing for 5 minutes.
Right.
Who wants to stop breathing for 5 minutes? I don't see people trying to stop breathing. What is my point? You believe in the air, but you can't see the air.
Right.
Huh?
Right.
You believe in the food you eat, but you don't see the food growing under the ground. Only Allah see that food. You plant the seed, but you don't produce the food from that seed. Allah produced that food. But you eat that food and you enjoy that food, don't you?
Absolutely.
So shouldn't you be giving thanks to the power that caused that food to grow? The rain come down from the heavens to give us, water, pure water, because water is a necessity for just the human physical life. You can live long off go longer without food than you can water. So these are signs to let you know, everybody know there's a higher power. But because the Creator have given everybody, a human being, a little bit of freedom of choice, most people choose what they see rather than to believe in the unseen. That's a choice you make on your own. But you do know that there's a power unseen. Because when you woke up this morning, whether you know it or not, you didn't. No alarm clock didn't wake you up. Your husband, your wife didn't wake you up. No one woke you up because no one ain't got the power to wake you up. The only one that put life back in your body and let you get up out of the bed is the same one who gave you that life, and that's your Creator, Allah. So you don't see Allah doing this, but you get up, don't you? Huh? You get up and go about your business, don't you? But somebody got you up. And if you think that there ain't no Creator, all through the day you got people that are dying. And Allah say he's the one that give us life, will cause you to die, and will raise you up to life again. And to him will be your return. I want to read from the Quran after saying that. And this is on the subject that we are talking about, two people. This is Surah 24, Al-Nur. Al-Nur means the the light. Nur means light. El means the light of Allah. It says Allah is the light of the heavens and the earth, high above our petty, transitory lives. Allah enlightens our souls with means that reach our inmost being. Universal is Allah's divine light, so pure and so intense that grosser beings like human beings need a veil to take his rays of light. And then I want to stop there and come to here and say, in Ayat 35, Surah 24, Allah says, Allah is the light of the heavens and the earth. The parable of Allah's light is as if there were a niche, and within it a lamp, the lamp enclosed in glass, the glass as it were a brilliant star lit from a blessed tree, an olive, neither of the east nor of the west, whose oil is well near luminousness, though far scarcely touch it, light upon light. Allah though God whom Allah will to Allah's light. Allah though set for parables for people, and Allah don't know all things. Lit is such a light in houses which Allah have permitted to be raised to honor for the celebration of Allah's praise in them. In them is Allah's name or qualities glorified by in the morning and in the evening, again and again, by men and women whom neither the traffic of this world nor the material merchandise can divert their attention from the remembrance of Allah, nor from the remembrance of practicing regular prayer to Allah, nor from the practice of regular charity in the cause of Allah. Their only fear is for the day when hearts and eyes will be transformed in a world completely new, that Allah may reward them according to the best of their deeds and add even more for them out of Allah's grace. For Allah do provide for those whom Allah will without measure. Salakallahu alazim, Allah's words are true. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. You are listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabbat, Reality of the Creator. And people, we can see that we are going strong today. We have our beautiful brother here, along with Imam Shahid Shabbat, and they're bringing us some most powerful information. We all need to hear. We all need to bear witness to. And we all need to try to improve our lives and bring ourselves closer to our Creator, because it's better than you think. So y'all listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabbat. Today's discussion is most people have given up hope because they don't believe in the unseen. And people, we would like for you to join us. This is not just our show, Imam Shabbat, this Isla, or our other guest speaker. This show is for all of you, the radio listening audience. We want to hear from you too. So push the number one button. Ask questions. Give comments. Let us know what you're thinking, what you would like to hear, the information that you're seeking. Push the number one button, and your number will show up in the audience. We would love to have you join us. Again, I was just thinking as I was listening to Imam Shahid Shabbat, marked the place that I was reading from the Quran, Surah 9, another ayah here that I thought would be very, very good for me to read to you, recite to you, and comment on. It's say, if it be that your fathers, your sons, your brothers, your mates, or your kindred, the wealth that ye have gained, commerce in which ye fear a decline, or the dwellings in which ye delight, are dearer to you than Allah or his messenger, of the striving in his cause, then wait until the Lord brings about his decision. And the Lord guides not rebellion. Yes, yes. It's a warning to you. Huh? It sounds like a whole lot of people thinking. In fact, sounds like a world of people, huh? That description there. Yes. Seems to believe in everything, as I was saying earlier. The football games, soap operas, this pop music they got out here. And then everything
right.
of the creator.
That's
what
right.
What did you say? You said, wait. Just wait. Because the Lord will bring about his decision.
That's
and
right.
If he has not the rebellion. If he has not the rebellion, he needs you to go on and do what you're doing, thinking that right, wrong is right. They say that in the end, people will be taking wrong for right and saying the right is wrong. And this is
that's
what
right.
you see happening now. Yes, so people want you to realize it's much later than you think. The song needs to be out. It's later than you think. It's much later than you think, people. And
yes, it is.
You have no time. Another song. They used to put messages in these songs. And no time to lose. Ain't got no time to lose. And this is reality, people. Those are messages being sent to you when you hear these songs. They're trying to reach you even in the songs. Messages.
That's right.
You have no time to lose. So you need to get on the ball. And if you haven't been thinking to this point, if something hits you from what Imam Shaheed Shabazz or Imam Abdul Karim or even I, something that we're saying that touches you and causes you to think and move your heart and soul, listen to it. This message is not from us. It's from our Creator through us. He's using us as tools or instruments to reach you.
That's right.
And to bring these words to you. And as I said, we are warners. It's like warning you and reminding you, people, that this world is what? It's not for real. It's an illusion. And we all must
That's
depart
all.
From it. And the world itself will depart one day. And there will be nothing
That's right.
else but the creator of the world. So.
Correct.
Then you see it's inside the life you're living and what's really going on. And let's get it together because it's later than you think. And now I give to you again, Imam Shaheed Shabazz.
Thank you very much, and very beautiful, sister. A very beautiful reminder to the people. We thank Allah for you and for you being blessed by Allah to bring this show on for the people of the world about 7 or 8 years ago now. And we've been blessed to be, bring in the messages of truth of the Quran, the life example of the last and greatest of the prophets of Allah sent for all humankind. And Allah says to all people that Prophet Muhammad is a beautiful pattern of conduct for them to wait, the way for them to conduct themselves as they believe in Allah in the last day, the day of resurrection and judgment. Prayers and peace, special prayers and peace be upon him. I want to speak in this ayat about the unbelievers, people. Those of you who don't believe in the unseen, but believe in only what you see. This is Surah 24 called Al-Nur, the light. Allah says in ayat 39, but the unbelievers, their deeds are like a mirage in a sandy desert, which the man parts with thirst, mistakes for water, until when that man comes up to it, he finds it to be nothing. But he finds Allah all ever with him, and Allah will pay him his account, and Allah is swift in taking account. Or the unbeliever's state is like the depths of darkness in a vast deep ocean, overwhelmed with billows. Topped by billow, topped by dark clouds, depths of darkness, one above another. If a man or woman stretches out their hand, they can hardly see it. For any to whom Allah giveth not light, there is no light. And I want to go on and finish here. Seest thou not that it is Allah? Allah is the one who's praises all beings in the heavens and on earth do celebrate. And the birds of the air with wings outspread, each one of those birds knows their own mode of prayer and praise to Allah. And Allah knows well, people, all that they do. Yes, to Allah belongs the dominion, the rulership, the power of the heavens and the earth. And to Allah is the final gold of all. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. You're listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. Let me thank you for joining us today. I'm afraid that when you do join us, to please remind others, someone else, at least one other person, to join us also. Our discussion again is most people have given up hope because they don't believe in the unseen. If you have any comments, push the number one button on the phone and your number will show up and we would love to have you join us. And now I'm going to have Imam Winston-Salem, Imam Abdul Karim, to give us some more of his beautiful wisdom and knowledge of the Quran that he has for us. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Imam Abdul Karim. All right.
Can you hear me, sister?
Yes, sir. I can hear you now. Yes, sir.
Okay. Alhamdulillah. I mean, I think it's just humbling, you know, when you recite these verses, these different verses from the Quran, because, I mean, the Quran is not man-made. It's not something that came from any man, you know, not the Prophet Muhammad.
I mean,
these are the words of Allah. So it's so humbling when they're recited. Anybody who, you know, has some fear in their heart, and they hear the meaning of these verses translated, you know, into English. They hear the meaning of them because they were given to us in the Arabic, and we don't, you know, lots of us don't speak Arabic. So, you know, we hear it in Arabic and our hearts feel something, but when we hear the meaning, the translation of the meaning in English, you kind of, I mean, it's humbling. You get scared. You know, you want to make sure you're fitting within the parameters of what your Lord is expecting from you. And knowing, at least my ears are closest to my mouth when I speak, knowing that I'm falling short of that, most likely, you know, at some point, is very humbling. It's a very, you know, we only can hope for the mercy of Allah. We could only hope for His mercy because we know we fall short in glorifying Allah the way He should be glorified and praising Allah the way He should be glorified. And
that's right.
You know, and knowing that makes me, you know, humble servant, hoping to somehow gain the mercy of my Lord. And if I know my Lord has created things that I can't see, you know, has created things that I may not understand, but He's explained them in His book, and that I could find His book and go research that information and learn as much as I can. Knowing that that's there is humbling. It's going to put you in a state, I mean, it puts me in a state where, you know, I wish I knew more. You know, I need to read more. I wish I could get even a greater understanding than the basic understanding that I have, because I know that the better I understand, the more information that I have, the closer that I'm getting to my Lord, the nearer I am to my Lord, which is good for me if I believe in the hereafter, if I believe in heaven and I believe in hell. It's better for me to have more knowledge. Now, if all I want to do is gain the assets of this dunya, you know, of the worldly matters, then it might be more important for me to learn every player on the New England Patriots football team or know all the statistics for all the, you know, top 20 players in the NBA. Or, you know, those things might be important because I want to be nearer to, you know, my friends when we start talking sports in the barbershop. Or I want to be nearer to, you know, nearer to some guys at work when we start talking, you know, shop. You know, so if that's what's important, that's what you're going to gravitate to. And when the sister, I don't remember if it was the sister or the brother said, you make these things so important, more important than what Allah told you to do, that you actually worship those things. That becomes your God. You know,
that's right.
If you the type of person that if the stock market crashes and somehow you lose your house or something, you're going to go jump off a building, then that was your God. You were worshiping that money or worshiping, you know, that lifestyle or worshiping something that shouldn't be worshiped. When
that's
only
right.
Allah is worthy of worship. And when you know these things, when you know how or what your Lord expects from you, it brings you closer to him. And it makes
yes,
the dunya seem so small. And when this
that's
dunya,
right.
when this worldly stuff seems small and Allah seems big, then you got the right, you know, you got a better estimation of what's real and what's not, of what's really going on. But when this
that's
dunya
right.
seems so big, you know, this earth seems so big, you put a car key right in front of your eye, you can't see past that car because the key is in front of your eye. But if you push that key back to arm's length, that key is only 1 inch, you know, or 2 inches long. It's a little tiny key. It can't stop you. You drop that key on the floor, you could step over it 1,000 times. But if you got it right in front of your eye, right, you can't see nothing past it. And that's just the dunya. That's the shaitan's plan, which, of course, if I have a choice of getting nearer to my Lord and reading Quran or listening to a show like this or reading about some things about my messenger, if I have a choice between doing that or reading a Harlequin romance novel or reading, you know, something that one is going to bring me closer to my Lord, the other one may have no effect on my hereafter, or even worse, might bring me closer to the shaitan, might bring me closer to what the devil wants me to do and his master plan, which is to make everybody go to hell with him, because the devil definitely believes in heaven and hell, and he definitely knows Allah's promise is true and that he's going to hell, and he definitely
That's right.
thinks he's a better creation than us, so he definitely thinks, since he's definitely going to hell, that he should bring all of us, all of mankind with him, because he feels that he's better than us and that
That's right.
Allah gave us way too much favor, you know, like the spoiled rich kid that has everything and thinks that his brother is getting more love than him and wants to go out and try and steal his girlfriend or take his car or kill him or do something like that when he's favored and his brother's favored, and he doesn't see that. He just wants more because he's a racist or because he's jealous or because he's got this pride or ego that's messing him up. So we gotta pick our battles. We gotta pick what side we on. We gotta pick who we want to get nearer to. And if you want to get close to your Lord, Allah makes it easy. You know, he makes everything you do worship. You know, one person turned on the radio or dialed into this program because he wanted to learn more about Allah and his messenger. Another person turned on the radio program just because, you know, he just wanted to pass some time and there's nothing else to do. Both are going to hear the same show, but one person is going to get more reward because his intention was to get nearer to his Lord. And that's the whole life that we try to live, is a life that where every single thing we do brings us closer to our Lord. And that forces
That's right.
you to stay away from the evil, forces you to stay away from the haram, forces you to stay away from, you know, the things that bring you closer to shaitan, because you want a reward for every little thing you do. I'm about to eat me a piece of chicken over here. I want reward for that because I want to strengthen and nourish my body so when my next prayer comes in, I could pray to Allah in a way that's pleasing to him, you know, or I could just have a piece of chicken, you know. So all of these things, and believing in the unseen and knowing that it's so disrespectful to pray to the unseen just because it's unseen, like you think it's a saint that you can pray to, or you think it's some kind of the sun or something that you think you can pray to and worship, when it's so disrespectful to Allah, all you're doing is getting yourself closer to the fire, and it's all because you don't want to understand, or you have a lack of understanding, or you got your understanding from watching TV and not reading Allah's book. So, you know, I'm humbled by whenever somebody picks up the Quran and reads from whatever surah you're reading from, and gives me an understanding of what Allah is telling me in those surahs, and that's just so appreciated. So, alhamdulillah, I just wanted to give you that little piece and take from the information that you're given. And that's it, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to you, brother. We thank Allah for you, and we thank Allah for his blessing me to be in the same city with you. I see the works that Allah is blessing you to do. There's a saying, I'm from an old fellow from the old school, a tree is known by the fruits it bears. So if you say you believe in the Creator, you may call him by any name. But old fruit means your works or your deeds. So if I say I believe in a Creator who is all good, how in the world can I be doing bad all the time? Allah, the Creator, say actions are but by your intentions. So Allah is saying to you what? Whatever your intentions in your heart are, he going to bring them out and manifest them in your actions so everybody will know you for who you are. So you won't say, well, I didn't know that person I was following was an evil person. Anybody can look at Donald Trump and know that that man is not fit to be no president of the United States, not even a governor or a senator. He's not even be fit. And I'm saying this for everybody. He's not even fit to be called a human being. A human being don't do things like he's doing to humanity. This man is trying to destroy humanity. I didn't say white, black people. I said humanity. But you got a majority of people in this country who voted for President Obama, who was a good president, and he showed it in his action. This man has shown before president, after becoming the president, that he is a jinn, a evil spirit in the flesh body who's out to destroy the human race. Yet, you got people who still want to keep evil in this world. So all of you all who voted for him, don't get mad because he's doing what you voted for him to do. You knew he was evil when you voted for him, when you put him in there. So why should it be so surprising that he's doing the evil and you think, oh, man, why? This man is something else. He's doing all this evil. Well, you knew he was doing evil before you voted him in. So what do that say about you, people? That say that you need to examine yourself, not Donald Trump. You need to examine the evil in yourself. Anytime you support evil, you are evil. Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, prayers and peace be upon him, says when you imitate a person, a people, you become of them. So if this person is evil and I imitate that person, then our Creator say I become evil also. This is what I want to read from the Quran to you. My beloved audience, is very short, but the message is phenomenal. It's profound. As all that brother says in the Quran is profound. This is a message from your Creator directly to you with no interference by Paul, Peter, or nobody else in the Bible, not even Musa or Moses in the Quran or Prophet Muhammad in the Quran, the true prophets of Almighty Allah. This is even not even their word, like the brother say. This is the message from your Creator. And your Creator, Allah, all people, say in the Quran, he speaks to you directly in your intelligence and in your heart and your soul when your heart and soul is pure and good. Allah say his power. Allah say his wisdom. Allah say and his goodness are shown no less in the regular phenomena of nature, things that happen every day in nature, like the succession of day and night. Then in the seasonal or seemingly irregular movements of clouds and rain and hail and lightning. Those who have the spiritual vision can read this book of Allah, the Quran, with delight and instruction. So there you see what the brother was saying. The Quran is not only a book from our Creator. It is a book from our Creator to give us divine spiritual light and instructions for our life here in an evil and dark world. This world, Allah would say he revealed his message of the Quran in the night of power. 1400 years ago, the Prophet Muhammad. Why did Allah say night of power? Why didn't Allah say he revealed this Quran to humankind through Prophet Muhammad, through the angel Jibril, peace be upon them both, in the day of power? Because people, what Allah is saying is that the whole world at that time was in spiritual and mental darkness. They didn't know the Creator. And they were worshiping, the whole world was worshiping idols, as it is today. In Mecca, in the house of Allah, the prophet Abraham and Ishmael, peace be upon both of them, built as a center of worship, signifying that the creator of all people is one. And only he, the creator, unseen, is to be worshipped. You see, so in other words, he called it the night of power, night representing ignorance. Night representing ignorance, darkness, not knowing who the creator was. Like the world today, that's how the whole world was, like it is today. So he sent down his truth to open up the human heart, to open up the human soul and mind, intelligence, intellect, to receive his divine spiritual light of understanding of his reality, which is the only reality. And they also reveal to you that this whole world that you're worshiping, the things in it, is just an illusion. And this whole world leads into evil. It's evil. And this same revelation today that he revealed 1,400 years ago to Prophet Muhammad, and he went out with his followers and told this message, and this message transformed the world, and the whole world was brought out of spiritual ignorance and darkness, was brought out of a night. A night representing they was living in darkness and ignorance and corruption and sin and evil, which you can't live in, and they were dead to the truth. Knowledge of their creator, which gives us life, which gives us understanding of reality from illusion, which gives us understanding of the spiritual world that is real. We can't see of the creator from this material world that he created as a mirage, only to test our faith to see who would believe in his unseen reality or in the things they see, which is only a test and an illusion to test your faith and belief in the unseen creator. So, people, you must prepare for the unseen.
Yeah, 2 minutes.
2 minutes we have. I know because, okay, sister, we will conclude with prayer, and that's it. O Allah, creator of the heavens and the earth, Lord of all lords, ruler of all rulers, we pray and ask you to forgive us if we said anything today, this day, that was not in accord or in agreement with your divine will and your divine and final revelations in the Quran. We pray this year, 2020, you will transform this world back to the world you created in the beginning, a just, good, and righteous world, where all human beings are righteous and in one accord, loving each other as you created us to love each other and not hating and destroying our own human race because of our own evil and the evil of the Satan, the devil, that we can't see, and his evil followers, the evil spirits that whispers evil to us and leave. It whispers the evil and withdraw and leave the choice up to us to choose. We pray and ask you to protect us from all evil seen and unseen. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum. Thank you all for listening.
Waalaikum assalam. You are listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz. Join us again next time at the same time. Invite someone to join us along with you. Assalamu alaikum. Have a blessed day.
You too.
We're your friends.
Your friends.
We're your friends.
we've all been conditioned by calendars and dates.
Want you to hear what I'm saying?
But there's no time,
no,
like the present,
no time
to give love,
to give love,
and not hate.
Just give love.
And if we could just embrace our difference, there'll always be something. You know, each soul has its own goal, but to him, we all must reach. Why don't you give love?